Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
I think I was a bit of a jerk.
No, I don't believe it.
No, guys, seriously. Thea hates me.
Tolkien and I will continue monitoring for signs that he is coming to.
Has anyone tried kissing him?
Has anyone tried kissing him?
Not that I am aware of.
I don't know. That's just sticky territory. He's asleep.
And the four of you turn, and the couple others tending to some other less wounded people turn and begin to see this huge glowing aura coming directly from Baba, who begins levitating from his bed.
Well, I mean, that's new.
That's got to be a good sign.
Yes, that must be good.
We should go get that dragon lady.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. Amy didn't like that. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm
Much
your Dungeon
better.
Master, Russ Moore. He, him, also with me today is Amy Moore.
Duh. It is me, Amy Moore. And I go by she, her. And I am playing a slew of characters today. I've got Sullivan Slight, he, him. I've got Thea Amastasia, she, her. And a fun little bonus character I didn't know I was going to be playing. Night Hunter. She, her. Let's do it.
And Carla Maxted.
She, her. All of these gals also go by she, her. We've got Yenbul Nuri. We've got Anelia Strong. And we've got Anorixis Acra, better known as Glim.
And Tom Laird.
Yeah, that's me, he, him, and all of the characters I am playing also go by he, him. Flint, there's Telgear, there's Moot, there's probably one or two more. Who knows? They're
Are you
all
a janitor
here.
At some point, like cleaning up
maybe.
Inside that
I mean,
first
why not,
tent?
Right?
That's right. Well, as far as we know, the janitor's still locked away, right? So
he's still locked in that cell.
Right.
That,
bamboozled him.
Yenbul.
He does got
him
bamboozled.
Into.
That's true.
Yeah, lots of things happening.
But you know where we don't bamboozle people?
No. Yeah.
Where's that, Amy?
Over on Patreon.
Oh yeah, we never bamboozle
Patreon.com/dumbdragon.
We're straight up with what we give you over there, which is a whole bunch of sweet bonus content. I'm pretty sure you said
like
it.
The many, many episodes we have where you can find out all about Opal, who apparently became king, Night Hunter, and Elia.
You know, sometimes you just have to write your own history, Tom. And when you see your DM not curbing into that, you just got to just take the bull by the horns and make him king in your own timeline.
I mean, was I supposed to be making you king?
Anybody else wonder if, like, he's definitely, like, put a spell on everyone in this town to make him think
I don't remember
king?
In his character backstory that his
that he had a noble background. No, me neither.
Rulers of
no,
this
I don't
area,
remember
but
that.
It's a different timeline.
It's been a long time
know?
Since we talked yep. about that.
Who knows what's changed in a backstory, right? I mean, characters evolve. Their histories evolve.
Do their pasts evolve? I don't think that's
check the history books.
Royalty. Okay. Oh. Maybe
you know
while he was
royalty.
His dad became the king, and then when his dad passed, now he's
oh,
the king.
Okay.
So it wasn't
sure. I can mm-hmm. see that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, are we talking like a violent coup, or is it just like order of succession?
I really don't see. We're getting too deep into the
this
Opal
is
backstory here.
Situation, yeah. right? Yeah.
But I don't see Opal throwing a violent coup.
No.
Like sending.
No, I meant Opal's dad.
Oh. Sure.
In
maybe.
Order to actually, because normally it is a passed down through family type of thing.
Yeah.
I guess we don't know Tabaxi
don't know.
Culture.
But yeah. what
or
happens?
Or how old sure. Tabaxi's lived to, because maybe his dad had to wait that long for grandpa to kick it
maybe.
And finally him for to,
yeah.
for to become the king.
By that.
He had to wait for him to become their king there.
Yeah, that's right. Long story short. When you are a patron at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, you get an episode dedicated to you. Like today's patron, Lindsay Bowen.
Lindsay, I tried to throw to you so many times.
It's true.
Someone said royalty and I was like, you know who else is royalty? And then everyone talked over me. Lindsay,
no,
you're royalty.
Down.
That's right.
You are.
Agreed. Lindsay, you're royalty.
Is
thanks, Lindsay.
Actually also playing with us in the games that are running in the other episodes. So... thanks, Lindsay, for being here with us and hanging out on patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Come join us over there. Okay, bye. No, not bye. This is the beginning
what are you
of the episode.
Doing? Don't say
what
goodbye.
Is this, a meta?
Russ has this
episode
Russ
over.
Has this manic opal, like, knot of stress
That's
inside
what's
of
happening.
Him. He's.
Yeah. He should not be allowed to DM
no,
when he's playing
he is
playing
turning
that character.
Into player Russ, which is very chaotic and dangerous for DM Russ. Get it together right now.
No,
man.
This
get
look,
it together.
This is like a, you know, we'll talk about this in the downtime, but this is an anchor point where maybe a little chaos is needed. Fuck it, let's play.
Fuck it, let's play.
Fuck oh, God. It. Let's play.
I'm scared.
No, I'm Batman.
This is unsettling.
I'm Batman.
Okay, you're Batman.
Okay, I'm Batman.
A well-adorned temple is before us, built with steel and stone structures, gold ribboned through everything, as Flint and Bort push open large doors that echo through this sparse chamber and take a few footsteps inside. Up at the altar, Flint, you immediately notice the cleric who ran service for you when you were growing up.
Father Murren.
Yeah.
Got a little situation here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flint. He sits up from a pew where he's having a nap.
Yeah, right.
All right, that's what we're doing. Oh, hey, Flint.
Oh, sorry to
that's
wait.
Okay.
Didn't.
I was sleeping, sitting up. You know how us and the God business got to do it. We gotta just sleep when we can.
Yep, take it when you can get it.
That's right. It's tough to tell if it's day or night down here under the ground too. So, what
it's
can
the
I do for
hour,
you?
Golden hour. So you're right in between.
Who's your friend?
Well, this here is his name's Bort.
Hi.
Turns out he's. We're sharing a body.
Well, it doesn't look like you're... I see both of you. It doesn't look like you're sharing a body.
Okay, how to say this?
Yeah, without sounding like you don't... Maybe... How do we say without sounding like... There's a couple... you're a man of faith and belief that souls and spirits, yes? Yes.
What if there were two spirits or souls that were trying to inhabit the same vessel.
Well, that would be very problematic for one or both of them.
How would somebody go about and separate the two of them?
Well, there's rituals that could be performed to transfer one soul into another vessel, be it a recently deceased vessel or an actual container of sorts. But again, this doesn't look like an issue that is bound by you. I have a friend who is dealing with this kind of thing that we need to talk about, Flint?
Yeah, I've got a friend that's dealing with this thing.
Okay. You require someone of divine power.
Though that's why I came to you with this question.
Of course. It's not something I've ever done or witnessed, but it is something that I have read where the two souls themselves, depending on how long they've been for, can be salvaged. But if it's been a while, they tend to merge.
Well, we'll just estimate and say like 11, 12 years.
That seems like longer than anything I have ever read.
Okay, so like 7 years? Is that more it along is, the speed?
It is believed that after a point, it's tough to say because souls are... There's no precise way to determine how a soul merges with another one. But after a set point, those two souls begin to merge and their worlds become... one.
Okay. So let's say that they have done this merge and the worlds have become one. Is there any way to separate them then, or is it like too late for that?
Well, with the right person, with the right reason, and a ritual that is performed to perfection, it could be possible to separate them. Flint, out of the corner of your eye, as you're talking to Father Murren, you see a lush, rich forest come into view. When you turn to look at it, it's like there's this tear in the wall. A bird flies out past you, and Bort sees it and looks as it moves past. And as you follow this bird, and it lands on a sculpture on the other side of the room, you look back and the forest is gone.
Is the bird still there?
Yes.
Does Father Murren also see the bird?
No.
Okay, what's, so for the ritual, we need another, or my friend would need a secondary vessel for the souls to be split into?
Yes. Somewhere for the soul to go, unless the soul wishes to pass to their great beyond.
And, kind of give like a little, look and a slight turn of the head towards Bort, like, maybe this is something you're into?
Bort shoots eyes and, like, just, like, it's just, like, a hard line across the neck to say, nope.
Okay, what kind of, this might be a dumb question, but what kind of vessel? Where does one just find an empty vessel?
When a person dies through natural causes, that could be a way. I'm not saying it's the only way, but this is where it gets gray. It's how do you pick a vessel? I think you and your background, Flint, you know how you can find a vessel.
Okay. Now, this might be a little bit beyond your know-how. Is there a... I don't want to say specialty
cleric, because I don't think that's the right term, but is there a specialty cleric who deals in this kind of thing?
There are tomes on it, and many, myself included, have read on it. I mean, gods have the power to do a lot of things, but who has access to a god, right?
It's a great question. Certainly not me.
Then you would need someone who is close, who has been studying and exploring their divine following for quite some time. Their closeness to their god is, or could, bridge that gap.
Okay, so Hail Mary pass for a god himself, or herself, or just someone who's like real tight with one of them.
Yes, I mean, if this is something you're interested in, Flint, I mean, you fell asleep so many times in service that I didn't... These are questions that are somewhat out of the blue for me, but...
I mean, was this covered in the services? Because I feel like this would have kept my interest pretty good.
No, not directly. And maybe that's my bad. I will review my sermons and see if we can't liven them up. But with that, if this is something you're interested in, I could show you the tomes and see if there's anything that you can glean from them yourself and help your friend.
I mean, I'd love to have a look.
He beckons you and you follow him down a spiral staircase. He's walking a few paces faster than you.
Can I just push Bort down the stairs?
No. You can try.
No.
That's your character. You can do what you want to do, Tom. I won't stop you. I brought my own character in here to do what I wanted to do.
The camera pans down. You see Flint's leg kick out. Whoops.
You follow down these stairs, and Father Murren is getting, is moving faster and faster, and like quickly moving down these stairs. And as you are moving and following him and trying to keep up with him, the steps, like the echo that was happening, softens, and you begin to hear the sound of wildlife and trees and breeze blowing through, and you get to the bottom of these stairs and it opens into this lush green forest. Bort steps down behind you and he turns and looks at you and says, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Man, we're this close to getting some answers and I don't know what to do now.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
We cut back to the medical tent. And standing outside of the tent, as we kind of pan into view, are Opal and Sully, who are just kind of kicking the dirt outside.
What are you out here for?
Well, I mean, I'm in charge of this whole place, but they don't let me near things of great importance.
So you're the king, but you're not allowed to do anything important?
Not when it comes down to... I'm not really the most helpful when it comes to dead bodies and blood. It just kind of makes me feel weak in the knees.
I don't think anybody's dead in there.
They don't keep dead bodies in there?
No, it's like the first aid tent. It's like people trying to get better.
Oh.
Oh, that's why they didn't let you in there. Okay.
We move inside, and Bahamut is levitating in the center of the room. This brilliant, illuminating aura coming off of him. And everybody is in this room.
Except for Sully and...
Except for Sully and Opal. We've already established they're
out.
They're out. Everybody else is in this room.
I feel like Flamingkins is definitely crisscross applesauce on top of Grancis's bed.
Hey, 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 how long has he been doing this?
Moot is just pinching Glim with his crab claw on the arm.
No, Glim, keep doing it.
Glim, are you seeing this?
Are you pinching because I feel like I'm going to wake up. I can't believe I thought he was gone, and then I thought maybe he would just be unconscious forever, and now he's glowing and floating, and like, I don't know if you remember because I don't really talk about him so much anymore, but that is like totally on brand for him because it's so awesome.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. I am just going to keep pinching you though.
Yeah, please do, because it's reassuring that I'm not waking up as you pinch me.
Ilya, so who is Shiny Guy?
I'm not really sure, but I mean, it is pretty amazing.
It's very impressive.
I mean, I can't deny the spectacle of it. I'm not sure.
Opal, just be so mad he's not
seeing. He's going to be so mad he's missing all of this.
Turn around and Opal's head is peeking through, just big eyes.
I make that noise you make to cats. Get him out of there. You know the one.
Yeah, no, it's nothing in there you want to see. It's totally fine. I'm just going to sit here.
Like, I can see the shiny light coming out from underneath the...
I know, right?
Listen, I'm only out here babysitting you, so it's fine. I'll get filled in later.
You're babysitting me?
We flash back to inside the tent.
A moment goes by, and it's like stunned silence. Everyone who is slightly injured, not unconscious, begins to stir in their beds like they are being healed. They unwrap bandages and cuts go away. Bruises and broken bones seem to heal themselves.
Yenbul, are you seeing this?
It's unbelievable. Look at this. This man over here, he had a huge cut on his head and now it's disappearing.
And the corporeal form of Bahamut begins to float down and right itself at the side of his bed. He's seated there, the aura beginning to fade. He opens his eyes slowly, and he looks around at everybody and stops on Glim, who's...
doing Zumba?
Still getting pinched.
Right, still getting pinched. All right.
Glim, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, Glim, oh my God, oh my God.
Are you okay? What can we do for you?
Yeah.
You're here.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Oh.
It's nice of you all to break me out of there, hey?
Well, it wasn't easy. The world's kind of, I mean, things are pretty bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, is anybody allowed to talk to the god, or is it just her, or I don't know how to do this?
Yeah, no, it's chill in here.
Oh my God, I was whispering that to Yenbul. Your hearing's amazing.
Hello, hey. God. It is nice to have you with us.
Yes, just do it once around here. Bahamut, got all your names already.
Oh,
wow. That's convenient.
It's nice that you're all here. We're in different organizations, I guess, when I last saw you. But that's all right. We'll sort it out later. Where are we at?
I mean, like literally or existentially or
in the stream of life.
I mean, there's not a lot of life left in the world. Just a lot of Orcus followers.
Right.
A lot of death.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of zombie things happening.
Yeah. We got anything to drink?
Oh, let me get you a glass of water, of course.
Oh. No.
Oh, something to drink?
Something to drink.
Of course.
All right.
She comes back with a Fanta. Welcome to the middle, guys.
The middle. It's where we talk about things. stuff and things and stuff and stuff, and it's Christmas time, you fucks. Hey!
Oh!
I mean, wow, it really...
I mean, I think maybe just the repeat song would be maybe better.
I mean, probably preferable at this point.
I mean, is this just a cute pet name for our listeners now? What's up, fuckers?
I don't think I'm comfortable.
Yeah, no, not great.
I just started sweating.
Carla's all flesh. She's like, take it back.
I love you guys. I don't like it. I mean, it is kind of funny, though.
It is a little bit funny. Especially meanwhile,
I'm over here being like,
Carla,
what's up, fuckers? Yes.
Carla's left relationship the room. Now. She's like, I can't do this anymore. Not the podcast.
I mean, I think about it, and if Amy said that to me, then I would like it. So I think it's probably fine.
Yeah,
okay.
We apologize if we've offended you.
Oh, no, I don't.
No,
you know, Amy doesn't. You know what you got into in here.
It's the obligatory
and if
Canadian.
And if that's what got you.
Yeah.
This is your first time listening. And then if that's the case, you've got to go way back. Way back, and you know that it's all in love.
This middle is all about just saying how next week we're doing a sweet crossover with our good friends from Dum Dums and Dragons, which we've played by now, and it was just a riotous good time.
So great.
So funny and
so
fun
good.
And awesome.
There's another
and
Tom.
Like, that thing happened.
Yeah, it got a little confusing with the multi-Tom.
Yeah. Well, there was actually a confusing bit about the other guy named Tom, because I looked in my calendar on Saturday morning and there was a thing that was like 7 a.m. Russ and Tom discuss crossover. And I was like, what in the fuck is this? It's like 8:30. I'm like, well, I missed it.
Oh, no.
So I messaged Russ. I was like, I don't know when this got added to the calendar, but I missed it. And he's like, no, other Tom. I'm like, OK, perfect.
Yeah, don't worry.
And then he was like, other Tom.
Yeah. Hold on
no,
a minute.
Bring,
who yeah, is this no. person?
If there's another Tom who could show up to my meetings, that would be great.
That would be ideal.
So that's coming up next week, and it's going to be great. We hope you listen to it. It's another two-parter, one episode on their feed, one episode on our feed. We would love for you to check them both out. Lots of good jingle bells happening in this one, let me just tell you.
Jingles and jangles.
Yep.
Amy's just been staring at Russ the whole time since he said, "Hoo boy," but like in Russ's voice, not in Grancis's voice. And it's like, are they merging?
And then he said, like, there's lots of jingle, but like he was using it as like a noun and an adjective at the same time. And I'm like,
I don't see what the problem is here.
No problem.
Look forward to that. Go subscribe to Dum Dums and Dragons as well to make sure you get in on that feed. So that's coming out next week. And then we're off for a whole week, everybody.
Huzzah.
1 week. And then we're back at it.
It's the week we take to rest our voices. We don't speak for an entire
week. Save it all up.
We're going to a silent yoga retreat. So. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep.
I'm going to a yogurt retreat. So,
oh, did I misread the invitation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just all Danone all the time. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but Danone, if you're listening.
Will there be Go-Gurt?
Yeah, we hope so. I don't know where to go from Go-Gurt.
Me neither. Yogurt.
No one ever does.
All
right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great Christmas, holidays, and New Year's. And we hope to see you again on our next episode. Okay, bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
So, I got to lead this thing, I guess.
Well, I mean, no one else knows what to do or even where to start.
Yes, if you could offer guidance or insight, we're all very willing to do the work, but you have to maybe point us in the direction.
We could even start small. How do we wake these two up? They haven't started glowing and hovering like you did.
Well, they probably won't. I don't think they're gods. This one might think he is.
Nailed it.
We all know who he's pointing to.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see here. He walks over, stands up slowly, walks over between the two, holding his Fanta in one hand. Not a sponsor.
But they could be.
Stands between the two of them and holds his hand out over Flint. And this light comes from his hand and shines down on Flint, but nothing happens. This one's not quite ready yet.
Ready meaning like
needs
it will happen?
5 more minutes in the oven.
Well, he's a key player, so it's going to have to happen. We're going to have to figure that out. He holds his hand out over Grancis, same glowing light. And his Grancis begins to stir.
Of course.
This one, he was ready. He was just... He's seen some things.
He's actually been awake this whole time.
he's been
and has just been enjoying the sponge baths. I don't...
Grancis begins to stir, and he opens his eyes, slowly begins to prop himself up.
Oh, goodness. Well, it's, you've done some nice things with the sewer there, Leosin. Thea.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa. Oh, boy. Come on over here. Hey, you're pretty cool.
Bahama just nods his head and backs off to give Thea space to take a couple steps forward.
Oh, yeah, she goes to his bedside.
Hey. So, when were you going to come and get me?
Oh, you know what? Lots of irons in the fire, and you're one of them, my friend.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
look, Flint's still over there. God couldn't even wake him up. We've had our hands full.
I was like in a ghostly plane at one point, and I saw you, and I was like, hey, Thea, Flint, but you didn't do anything.
Well.
Where's New Lara?
Well.
Oh.
Lots changed.
We cut out to a scene in the center of town. And Glim, particularly, is following very close to Bahamut. Who else do we think would want to be... I know everybody would want to be, but if we were to pick three particular people, who do you think would want to be talking to Bahamut first?
Opal. Fuck.
All right,
I'm
sir.
King and I get to talk to the god. You're technically my god. You're on my property. Squatter's rights. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
I mean, I think Moot would go with Glim for sure.
They've been hearing about this guy for a long time.
Yeah. What all the hubbub's about. Yeah, Moot, Glim, and Sully are all... You're at like a campfire that's just at the center of town. There's lots of people milling about. You three have Bahamut's attention at the moment. It's good to see you've been hanging on to that book there. That's some people might have given that up a while ago.
Well, I mean.
Oh well, she never wavered. Not one minute.
Yeah, she's all like, I'm not going to give him up, and I'm not going to let him down.
Yep, not going to run around and desert him. Not a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish that was true.
Glim.
He knows. He's Bahamut. I can't... He knows the truth. I held on longer than reason dictated, and then my friend got hurt, and I realized that was it.
She held on so long, sir.
You did.
I lost my eye.
You did.
Sully's like, I want to be a part of the conversation too.
Look, I'm sorry you lost your eye and your hand.
Well, I mean that wasn't your fault, or was it your fault? I don't think it was your fault.
No, I don't think it was my fault. No, I wasn't here. I was in a prison cell.
That thing that gave me my new hand, he didn't seem to know anything about you when I asked him.
Well, you're dealing in some different things, aren't you?
I mean, it was either that or stay there forever, so I think I made the right choice.
Yeah, we'll sort that out. It might come in handy. Let's just put it that way.
Ooh. I mean, it already has with all you guys
too soon
being gone. Like,
I was able to actually use some magic and help out the team.
And Glim, I know that you wavered.
I mean, I still loved you in my heart, but I couldn't dedicate myself to you once it was actively causing harm. I mean, a loving God is about love, not about hurting people, so... But you're back, and you're here, and now all we have to do is find the other gods, bring them here, and save the world.
That would be a way to do it. A lot of the gods are gone already, though.
But, like, not all of them, though, right?
No. No. He takes a big drink of Fanta. Not a sponsor. No, not all of them. I mean, there's a few that passed through the cell and came and went, and I get the feeling that there's quite a few more places, judging by the state of the world that right now, that there's more of those facilities and more gods passing through them. Yeah, it's an insensitive term, but passing through the meat grinder.
Oh boy!
Ah, jeez.
Well, you know Orcus. He deals in
meat grinder.
Yeah, intricacies of.
It's an accurate term.
Goods.
It just. Ugh.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, what happens to all the ones that we left behind? Like the group that rescued you, they left some behind. Are they going through that grinder?
Probably eventually. I mean, the cells themselves drain the energy back to the abyss, I presume, is where Orcus is. He siphons their power, and then when they are weak enough, he consumes them.
Oh, boy.
What a dick.
Yeah, I would think it would go without saying at this point, but fuck that guy, am I right?
I mean, yeah. Right.
Oh my glam, jeez Louise. I love it when she swears. So, I mean, I hate you just woke up and now we're all like, hey, can you solve all of our problems for us?
Yeah.
But do you have any idea of how to solve all these problems?
Well, yeah. I've got some... I don't see everybody here who we need. I mean, there's the one who's still dealing with some internal turmoil right now. We'll have to wake him up. And then there's some others that we'll have to find. But, I mean, more importantly, there are a few places we need to send you, all of which give us more time.
Okay, well, where do we go? What do we do?
Some of you, and he just kind of waves his hand to the general vicinity where people are looking around corners at the god in the center of their town. Some of you will need to come back and tell me in Celestia before it's taken that this is happening and will happen.
So
I tell you what?
And tell you... Go back.
Through time and space.
Okay.
Of course.
Yep.
Yeah.
Of course.
Naturally, like one does.
Well, you have the Soul Bridge gem, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so we just need to go back in time, go to Celestia, and warn you that Orcus is coming, and then...
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's
then,
it? Just like a watch out?
Well, that's part of it. That's... That's part one of what we call Bahamut's four-pronged solution.
Wait, Sully, is your plan to just hide in the shadows until he walks by and then jump out with this warning?
Well, I mean, no, maybe. I'm not sure. I haven't really thought it out yet.
Okay.
That's one part. That's not necessarily the first part, but once we have all the pieces in play, that's a major part.
And sorry, it was Bahamut's four-pronged plan?
Four-pronged plan. There's four prongs. I probably should have put this one closer to the end, But that's okay. We're here now.
So it's Bahamut's four non-sequential prong plans.
In no particular order.
Okay.
Another prong of Bahamut's he's referring to himself in the third person.
He's a god. He can do it.
Another prong for Bahamut's four-prong plan is bringing bringing the
sexy back.
Sexy back. Is that what he's called? Flint, I think, is his name. But we can bring sexy back. Yeah.
I mean, he's got that deep V going on there, that Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Sure. Uh-huh.
So
we need to, so we got to warn you. We got to bring sexy back.
He's key. We've got to, he may have already done it, maybe, recruit Orcus's right and left hand.
Recruit meaning
bring to our side
the little one and the dragonborn.
Yeah, them.
Okay, I feel like that's gonna be tough.
Yeah, because they are just like really team Orcus right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, once one of them goes, maybe the other one will go. Maybe it's just one of them that we need.
Which one?
I don't know. You told me. Well, I mean, you told me that that's what happened, is that you recruited them. So I presume that you recruited them.
What?
Oh, because we've already
back in
you're
time
here.
And told me all of this. Yeah.
Okay, so sorry.
But you still ended up in jail?
Yeah, so our warning meant nothing, or did we not do it right the first time?
Was the hiding in the shadows
and
the better
jumping
plan
out?
And we screwed it up?
Well, no, see, there's this thing about time, is it's a construct and continually moves forward in its own way. So what happens is you come back and warn me, and we're getting to the fourth prong because we've got so far warn Bahamut. Wake up sexy.
Yeah.
We've got recruit
left and right hands. Yeah.
Left and right hand. Mm-hmm. And go to the abyss.
Oh.
Okay, now hold on. Now it seems like sequence
is
well important.
It seems like the sequence of these. I understand that to you, probably time is all happening at once and it's not linear.
Yeah.
But for us, it is.
Right.
So the sequence of the plan is sort of important.
Yeah, totally.
And when we're in the abyss, what are we doing?
Yeah, which one? Do we go to the abyss first?
Stopping, killing Orcus.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
What?
The only place you can actually do it is in his home plane of the abyss.
Okay. That's new information. That's good to know.
But also you're going back to before he takes over all of the gods.
Kill him before he's all powerful and stuff.
Kill him.
Okay, so first go back. One year.
Okay, that seems like the first step. Yep.
Kill Orcus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Recruit.
I think recruit second. Yep.
The hands.
Yep.
And then kill Orcus and then wake sexy up. No, what is he gonna kill Orcus? Because I think that maybe that matters too.
He didn't come see me, so I presume that maybe he went somewhere else.
Oh,
okay. Bring
so these
sexy
it is non
back.
Non-sequential because it's different people are doing. We've been sort of on this
whole
our own program where we're doing our thing.
We don't have to do all these
we
things.
We forgot
no.
about.
Well,
I think
you
use
you
the whole
three
team.
Are a group.
Right.
I mean, we have you three. We've got four others, and then some others over there. There's a lot of irons in the fire.
How many of us are working on this right now? Or is that just going to destroy my mind?
Let's not even go there.
Oh, shit.
Because what's going to happen is you're going to go back in time, and time changes.
Right.
These people here probably won't see that change.
So they're, like, doomed to this timeline?
If you go back and make a change, it doesn't necessarily stop what's already happening. It creates a new, happier timeline, hopefully.
Well, that part sounds good.
And also, like, couldn't be much worse.
Yeah.
I suppose just creating a new reality is just as good as fixing this one.
Or maybe it fixes it.
Well, you just said it. Oh.
I've had a lot of Fanta.
Okay. So, do we talk to everybody else about this? Are you going to have your own little side one-on-ones with everybody?
They're going to...
Are we team captains now?
Is there like a town hall style meeting that we have and everybody sort of volunteers for particular duties?
Not the council again. Right, like.
Well, I mean, is he not in charge? I mean, as soon as we walked out, he yelled, "I'm the one in charge," so.
Yeah, he's been saying that a lot.
I think that's just like his go-to catchphrase.
Isn't he? He's behind that fountain over there. I think he's been following us the whole time.
We'll give him a job. It'll keep them busy.
That's probably for the best.
I guess it's probably a good idea to have a council meeting, and without me telling you who needs to go where, you need to figure out who wants to go where.
Because if you tell us, it'll be a wrinkle in time and it won't work out right?
Possibly.
Now I think I get this whole time
now
stuff,
you
guys.
Got it. All right.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 106, starring Amy Moore as Thea Amastasia and Sullivan Slight, Carla Maxted as Yembul Nuri and Glim, Tom Laird as Tulgir Heavyfoot, Flint Firebeard and Moot, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers: Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiuk, Kat Waterflame, Darylith, Jacob Madden, Devin Michaels, Christian Brown, Aaron Stevens, Lou Lahan, Charlie Warley, and Craig Zeiss. To support Dungeons & Dragons and our many other productions and get access to an exclusive podcast called The Adventures Of, bonus episodes, and much more, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragonpodcast and on Instagram and Twitter at dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
This is the part
that's
where
how everyone
just,
wants to start their
Russ
session.
Just breathes into
that's
your
Russ
ear.
That's Russ coming
for
back.
A few
he knows that Amy was right, so he's trying to like bring himself
he's
back into
back.
His body.
Yeah.
And stop.
I mean,
being
he'll
Blair
never
Russ
say it out loud.
Come,
but,
yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We know that's what that sigh meant, and Tom and I knew it.
Anyone else singing To Become One by Spice Girls in their head?
I am now.
The whole time when you're like, when two souls merge and become one. Like, when to become one.
Need someone I can never lose.
Bort comes in. Come and make love to you, baby.
Bort would.
Yeah, he would.
Gotta get fucking. I don't know if I can hold Keanu for as long as I'm gonna need to hold it.
You hold Matthew McConaughey longer?
I mean, I just gotta keep saying, all right, all right, all right, to get back into it.
Just say, I know Kung Fu.
I know Kung Fu. This is okay. How do we guide a conversation with a god?
Oh, I don't know. We're all just like.
It's, I mean, it's,
yeah,
it's,
what do you ask of a god? You don't ask anything. You just sit there in awe, right?
Yeah.
Or is Thea going to be like, can you fix my friend?
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, friends. The Sprouting is a podcast that I want to tell you about and you should go listen to. It's an eldritch horror of an actual play podcast set in an apocalyptic future where eldritch plants have taken over, magical bargains twist the fate of reality, and each survivor struggles to trust their own senses as they try to see their goals through to their ends.
The show uses the rules from Call of Cthulhu to heighten the drama of the story and leave the fate of the story at the whims of the dice. And they've created a completely homebrew world, a plant apocalypse, where the senses can't be trusted. And instead, the characters must learn to trust one another. The show is completely scored by beautiful music from their in-house editor, which heightens each dramatic moment throughout the show. I've got a little promo for you here, but go check out The Sprouting. I've listened to it, you need to listen to it, and you should start with the prequel episode when you go over there. Search for The Sprouting anywhere you listen to podcasts.
With your long-forgotten name, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
In the words of the unspeakable language, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
By the spilt blood of the wicked who walk upon this world sprouting the words of false idols, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
On the land of the dead harvest, that which brings the earth itself into your service, Yamel, we call upon you.
We call upon you. We call upon you. We call upon you.
Yamel calls upon you.
The Sprouting, a Call of Cthulhu actual play podcast by Blighthouse Studio. Find us on your podcatcher of choice.